I wrote Little Million Doors in a fairly brief time span, maybe a few weeks, I guess. My father passed away in 2010 in March, and I was traumatized. I was having memory loss, days of amnesia, and just incredible grief. I kept discovering that he was dead. Every day, I discovered again and again and again that he had died. And it was as if I had to rediscover that in every room and every book I picked up, everyone I talked to, I would suddenly realize it again. And I had no answer for it in poetry. I had no response. I wasn't writing anything until several months later. I began writing these strange poems in this voice, which I didn't understand what it was, who was speaking, and I had written eight of them before it struck me as fairly obvious that the voice was someone who had passed away. The voice was of a ghost or a consciousness that remained to a person after death, and I was speaking in that voice. And the poems were coming very quickly. They had multiple interpretations depending on how you chose for the syntax to read. The sentences were enfolded and exploded. And when I read it out loud, I'm choosing one of the possible readings, but it's striking how many different readings there were. And I did not have control of it. I was writing very quickly and crying and writing and crying, and every time I would be seized by two or three poems in a row, I had to stop whatever I was doing and write the poems. And it feels to me like the voice is haunted by the world, that the voice loves the world and grieves that it can't contact the world more directly. And I don't know. It was a really strange project, but I believe in it. What for whatever it's worth. I don't know if other people will like it, but I certainly believe in the effort. So that's where it came from.